Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Spiritual Conversation, honest and joyful explorations of ideas to help us align with our true spiritual purpose and live our most courageous and wonderful lives. I do believe that these forces of joy and courage are the wings that we need to live lives that are deeply rooted in spiritual reality, that are rich and full of well-being and happiness, and also where we have, you know, the courage and the fight and the light to stand up for what we believe in. I am your host, Jacqueline Claire, Mermaid of the Airwaves, here to take your hand and go on some deep dives and explorations together. I have been away on a hiatus doing a lot of living. If you follow my email list or Patreon, you know all about that, but I'm very happy to be back. And I also returned from Freedom Fest, where I had an art exhibit, and I was this sort of anti-political force in this somewhat political space, political in terms of policy, not partisan. And I was there sharing my art as part of the exhibit. I was also a speaker, trying to elevate the discourse about, you know, it's not about this or about that. It's about connecting with our eternal truths to let that sense of spiritual empowerment of the individual be the guiding force for how the choices we make and then how society operates. So I wanted to share two reflections that I had from attending this event. This event feels very counterculture in a way because it is an open exploration of various ideas. And I feel that the prevailing culture right now is pretty monolithic. There aren't a lot of things you can talk about outside of main opinions and talking points without being sort of And so Freedom Fest is okay being, what's the word, controversial, and where a diversity of views is welcome. And I appreciate that on an intellectual standpoint. And also on a personal standpoint, it's nice to not feel like you're walking on eggshells, trepidatious if your views are counter to what the people around you are. And also, a lot of prevailing culture right now seems very anti-individual. It's very pro-group identity. It's pro-victim narrative and that sort of thing. And this space was very much about liberty and the choice of the individual and freedom of expression and that sort of thing. I do feel that overall, our culture right now is very backward and very corrupt in a lot of ways. And I want to share with you this passage I came across today unexpectedly from Shoghi Effendi, a principal figure in the Baha'i faith. And it was amazing to me that this was written long ago because it sounds so timely. I'm just going to jump around a little bit, but this is from the compilation of compilations. And he speaks of the recrudescence of religious tolerance, of racial animosity, the increasing evidence of selfishness, suspicion of fear and fraud, spread of lawlessness and drunkenness and crime. There's a feverish pursuit for materialism. There's the degeneracy of art and music, an irresponsible attitude towards marriage and family, the corruption of the press. And he said, if all these forces, he makes it sound as if these aren't just ephemeral forces in the world. They're actually, what he calls prophets of decadence who advocate these ideas. So there's actually a purposeful advocating for a lot of these ideas. And if given free rein, they would lead the human race back to barbarism, chaos, and ultimate extinction. These appear as the outstanding characteristics of a decadent society, a society that must either be reborn or perish. And whether you're in primary culture or counterculture, I think you see more and more of this, of things going to excess. And, you know, in this space, people are offended by there being proponents of decriminalizing sex work, you know, that they're prostitutes, essentially. I don't know why I hesitate to say that word. That is what they are. And, you know, and a friend didn't want to be on a woman's issue panel with a biological man. And, you know, those, the excess of live and let live. And then we have the exact same thing in primary culture, where you can't talk about biology and race is the most important thing about you. And we're teaching children all kinds of crazy stuff in schools. So we just have this corrosion on all sides. And at least the Freedom Fest side, I felt, at least they're focused on the individual more than group identity. Like there's hope for the individual. And that's my stance, that it's the spiritual empowerment of the individual that's ultimately going to make the difference in society. But my point here is very well illustrated in another passage from Shoghi Effendi in The Advent of Divine Justice. It's actually, he's quoting Baha'u'llah, that the greater the decline of religion, the more grievous the waywardness of the ungodly. This cannot but lead in the end to chaos and confusion. And I just felt like that's it. The liberty movement, as much as I appreciate the empowerment of the individual, it absolutely will fail and crumble, along with the obvious failing and crumbling of every other wholesome idea right now, without religion, because there is no teeth and there are no roots, and everything ultimately blends into everything else. Every permission blends into every other permission if you are not rooted in God-given principles and laws, something that can take root and then can flower. And it just became very clear to me that without this core guidance, and it's beyond mere principle and ethics, and it's beyond mere generalized sense of spirituality, religion unites you with other people. You may have a diversity of views, there is ultimately specific guidance that is irrefutable, and you have a connection with your eternal nature. You are responsible for how you live your life and the choices that you make. And then also you are responsible to a higher power who has both given you guidance and is also monitoring. It's a weird word, but who is aware of what you are doing. So that became very clear to me. And then in the same breath, in the same token, this idea of everything blending into everything else, the collective ideas blend into individual ideas in a negative way, where the permissiveness on one hand becomes a permissiveness on the other side. And again, like the element of sexuality, like the pro-sex work. And I have a hard time talking about these things because I know that I'm going to offend people and people are going to be like, I'm sorry, what exactly are you saying? Because I know I'm speaking against prevailing culture a little bit, but I'm going to have to remove these own barriers of mine and just be honest with you. There is a big push right now for the trans issues, and on the level of soul, I have great compassion for everyone who's struggling with that. On the level of propaganda and policy and media and talking points and the silencing of any opposing views, I think it is horrendously negative and not something we should be involving children in. And here in this liberty space, my friend was offended that there was a biological man on a women's panel. Like it's kind of like it all is blending into one. And spiritual people, religious people have this incredible responsibility to not do that same thing where it's like, well, we love everyone and we accept everyone. And perhaps on the level of the individual of soul, that is absolutely true. But on the level of action and what you allow and what you go along with, that's absolutely not true. Abdu'l-Bahá said that we're to show kindness to everyone except the liar, the tyrant, and the thief. Like, there are limits to our kindness. And if we're kind in those cases, it's not a kindness because we're harming that individual. We're allowing them to continue in their perversity. And we're also harming the people that they're going to harm in the future by not doing our part to put a stop to it. And Shoghi Effendi specifically said that we are not to be tolerant with the compromise. We can tolerate no compromise with the theories, the standards, the habits, the excesses of a decadent age. And what I just read to you, what we were talking about, it's a decadent age that we live in. Nay, rather, we seek to demonstrate through the dynamic force of example the pernicious character of such theories, the falsity of such claims. It's not just, well, that's your reality, this is my reality. The falsity of such claims and theories, the hollowness of such claims, the perversity of such habits, and the sacrilegious character of such excesses. So by tolerating, by blending in, by going along with things we don't agree with, that we don't believe are aligned with spiritual principle, then we are not allowing ourselves to be the salt of the earth, to be that dynamic force of example that shows this way is bad and this way is good. And culturally, there's a real, we don't like to talk about one thing being better than another thing, but it's true. Spiritually, it is better to move towards God and towards a sense of heaven rather than away from it. He uses the word perversity. You know, he uses very harsh language by modern standards, but it's there and it's true. And it is the eternal or the guardianship of the Baha'i faith for the next, you know, I don't know what it is now, 900 years or so. So that was it. I saw the need for religion. And then the need for religion to have a strong backbone and to stand out by the dynamic force of example, by how we live our lives and what we support and propote. I think you know what I mean. Well, thanks for taking this deep dive with me. There's so much going on in the world, both personally and the outer world. So I'm excited to be back. And there's always such an exchange of ideas. So feel free to share your thoughts, your comments on the YouTube. Drop me a line via email, jacquelineclearart.com/contact, or send a voice memo through Anchor. I look forward to hearing from you. And I would love to know not only your thoughts on this and related topics, but if there are any particular quandaries or issues that you would like to hear explored on this show now that I'm back in the waves. All right, my friends, until next time, I wish you the best for playing your unique part in making this world a better place. I'll catch you next time.